on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music and its guests, catch the wave in HD2.
Nothing, nothing, nothing like serving the Lord.
In the world of sin, Jesus.
want the Lord to
do for you.
God's love.
Begin to tremble. whenever I get in trouble, I just call him by his name. Whenever I'm burning down, I just call him by his name. I call him
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
He is Prince of Peace.
Jesus.
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 He's my lily in the valley.
Jesus.
Bright as a morning star.
Jesus.
Come on and help me call him.
Jesus.
Oh yeah. When I was sick and I couldn't get well, the man came by my bedside and laid his hands on me. That's what he did.
He healed my body one day.
Who did it?
Jesus.
Have he ever touched your body?
He healed my body one
just
day.
Just like he did for Ricky.
Jesus.
Have he healed your body?
He healed my body one day.
Oh, Jesus. He said, by his stripes. We are healed.
Jesus.
Oh, 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 Jesus.
Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.
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 My, my,
oh, Jesus.
I can call on his name.
Jesus.
Early in the morning.
Jesus.
Late in the midnight hour.
Jesus.
It makes no difference.
Jesus.
Whenever I call the man.
Thank you. Back Email us now.
Let's go.
Yeah, you know why.
put that record back on.
On the deck with the roughest DJ.
You're catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and it's my pleasure. I don't know about those guys. There's something else here in the studio. But look, I'm going to be right here with you all the way up to 8 p.m. today. And do we have music for you? And we're going to keep it live right here from the NFI studios. Your number one quartet station in the world. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network. As always, it's my pleasure. Do we have more music coming your way? And look, for those of you, if you're just joining us, you missed the first 30 minutes. But look, you can expect more right here today. And certainly giving God the praise, giving him the glory and the honor, and thanking you for catching the wave. Oh, my. Okay, well, look, there's a lot that's going on around the world, and certainly foremost, before I say anything else, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God, for your presence of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, God, for your Son that you gave for all of us, that we all may have a right to the tree of life, because it is you that we live. It is you that we have that opportunity for the tree of life. So we thank you so graciously, Lord, for all that you're doing in our life. And we pray, oh God, that you will continually guide us, give us the wisdom and the knowledge to move forward for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, we want to thank you so much for joining us. I've got more music coming your way. Got to do this. Got to do it. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And when we come back, we're going to burn some more rubber right here today on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. You're catching.
Check us out on Facebook.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Got a request? Email us now.
Cut it.
And now, another 30 minutes of today's best music. Best music.
We'll be right back.
one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
You know, God is still working miracles. Because he blessed the soul of a little boy in church a short while ago. As the preacher read the scripture of how God can save and heal, he begins to feel the spirit and the presence of God in his little soul. He couldn't explain what was happening to him. And all he knew, that it was something warm and something wonderful. And after service, he walked up and gave the preacher his hand. And told him, through your message, my soul was really blessed today. Now later when he got home, still feeling good from the service, he told his mother, he said, "Mother, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry right now." She said, "Son, come into the kitchen and I'll fix you a sandwich." She reached in the cabinet and took out the peanut butter and jelly. He said, "Mother, you really don't understand. She looked at him and said, "What is it, son? What is it that I don't understand?" He said, "Mother, what you don't understand is this right here." He told her, "I don't want no peanut butter and jelly." He said, "I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. I want my soul to be saved. I want my soul to be saved." He said, "Mother, I heard the preacher say, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He also said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of heaven." He looked at her with tears in his eyes. "Now, Mama, you see that you fixed the wrong food for me." He told her,
I
14 minutes before the top of the hour. That's those Davis sisters, and look, they can go right. You remember that one, right? Do you remember that going back down memory lane? I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. Oh, my. Now, some of you young folks, you can't get into that. You don't know what they're talking about, right? Well, I remember back during the day, you know, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, then you split it in the middle, huh? I remember I used to take that to school. How many of you can I get a witness? All right, okay. Now, you wasn't always, you know, where you are today, huh? Here goes Jackson Southerners. You're catching the wave.
Where the flowers
We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
Right at the top of the hour, you're catching the wave. We're live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and we are having church, huh? All right, all right. Well, look, for those of you, if this is your very first time catching the wave, you can join us 7 days a week. That's Monday through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. Or you can join us on our public figure page on Facebook, going to NFI Radio Gospel Network on your Facebook. All right. Well, look, I also want to remind those of you, certainly many of you around the world tune in each and every day, and we've been a blessing to you, and you've been a blessing to us. And those of you, maybe you might have a request for a song. You can certainly feel free to give us a call, or maybe you may want to just write us and send us a comment or a statement, or maybe you want to be a part of this network. Bring your broadcast on the air or your program that you may like for somebody else to hear, huh? Or you may want to sow a seed to this network. And you can do that simply by writing to us. You can write to NFI Radio Gospel Network. That's P.O. Box 98963, Raleigh, North Carolina. Zip code 27624. Once again, you can write us at NFI Radio Gospel Network, P.O. Box 98963, Raleigh, North Carolina, zip code 27624. Look, we're going to take another pause for the calls for the station ID. And when we come back, this next group, I know you're going to love them because they've been singing for a while and they are hot. I'm speaking of Sean Jones and the Boys. It's all next right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. You're catching the wave.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave. Hello, this is Elder Callahan, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministry on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited, and Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord. Because we try to say exactly what the Lord say. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, welcome back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. We've got more coming your way. Want to remind you, be sure to tune in every Monday, 9:30 a.m., to 10 a.m., it's Dr. Kim Marie with Journey Within You. And also, on Mondays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's Pastor Angela Powell with Victorious Women of Destiny. Be sure to tune in with Pastor Angela Powell every Monday at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now, many of you, you're listening to this network. Do you know and really realize that you are some beautiful people? God created created us, all of us, in his own image. And all of you are beautiful people, regardless if you don't even think so yourself, huh? So don't hold your head down. Hold your head up. Because guess what? Heaven is up. It's not down. So look up unto the hills, which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. You are somebody, and you are a beautiful person that God has created. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. Here's the sounds of Sean Jones and the Boys. You're catching the wave.
Tell the devil, What time is it?
Oh, I didn't know it was that.
A lot of people don't realize what time it is. So many important things to be done. Such short time to do it.
Huh.
And it's getting later than you think. And that's worrying me too, Cleve. But you know what we got to do, fellas?
Time.
to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Praise the Lord. I'm Warren Lumpkin, and I'm going to be leading in us in a national prayer for our nation. Father God, we come before your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We ask that you would strengthen your people with mighty power inwardly by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling our innermost being and personalities. May Jesus Christ actually dwell in the hearts of your people. May he abide in us. May Jesus make his permanent home in our hearts. Let your people be rooted in love. Let the foundation of every ministry worldwide be rooted in love, and the foundation be securely in the love of Jesus Christ that far surpasses mere knowledge. Let your people be filled throughout their entire being with the fullness of God and possess the rich measure, the richest possible measure of your divine presence. May we be wholly filled and flooded with God himself. May you give us life and energy with all power by your Spirit, that we would have endurance and patience and perseverance and forbearance with joy. God, please continue the work that you began in us. Oh, God, bring it to a full completion. Cause the thoughts of your people to agree with your will. Make we need that we may carry out your will. Work in us to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight. Father, we come to you in behalf of the United States of America. Lord, you are our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will keep America under the shadow of your wings, that we will continually abide under the shadow of the Almighty because of the people in this nation who are righteous, who pray to you day and night. Hear the prayers and petitions of your people, God, and have mercy on our nation. I pray for the president of this nation, all the executive branches, and all the members of Congress and the Senate, and all the leadership of all local, state, and federal agencies, all the commissioners and governors of this nation. I ask that you would guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way, Lord God. Cause the thoughts of each one of these people to agree with the will of God. Lord, I thank you for your protectiveness over our nation. You have shielded us from harm and danger. I thank you, Lord, and that you hear our prayers and our requests of all the people who cry out to you day and night on behalf of our nation. You have kept us safe, Lord God. You have foiled the plans of the nations who come against us. You thwarted the purposes of the peoples, but your plan stands firm forever. What you have intended and what you have ordained for this nation will come to pass as you have desired it, Lord. We pray right now for your will to be done in our nation, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would ensure the safety of your people and keep our nation from harm's way. Oh God, provide protection, oh God, from the plans of destruction that have been plotted against us. I pray, Father, that you would extend a hand of protection against all the destructive forces of terrorism against your people and this nation. I pray that you will protect our nation from evil attacks and terrorism and stop the evil aggression and terrorist attempts to bring destruction against our nation. Pray that you would give wisdom and discernment to those who provide protection for your people, God. Oh, Lord, raise up these men and women and instruct them and teach them, Lord God, that they would be alert, Lord God, and foil the plans of the enemy who come against our nation. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for our nation, Lord God, that you will provide insight to all the international and local authorities of our nation to act swiftly, oh, God, and to avert all danger, and that American, anything that will come against all the American people and our property, Lord God. Guide the authorities of this nation and that they would seek to eradicate terrorists and enable military forces of this nation to become swift and powerful and accurate in any action against any evil attacks against this nation. And Father, I pray that you would loose your mighty warring angels, your guardian angels, to expose and destroy the potential dangers that's planned against America. I ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and strengthen this nation. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge, our stronghold in times of trouble. So, Lord, I pray that you would never take your hand off of America, and that your people will dwell safely in this land and prosper abundantly according to your will. I submit this to your hand. Lord, I give you praise and thank you, oh God, for your protection that you've provided for us so far. God, I pray that you would not allow anyone who is hostile toward Israel to be elected into office. But I pray, Lord God, that you would continually guide our president, that he would understand the importance of being allies with Israel, Lord, that you would not allow anyone to come into office who is hostile towards the nation of Israel, but it's because of the favor we have shown them, that you have shown to our nation. We know, Lord God, that those who bless your people will be blessed, and those who curse your people will be cursed. We pray that no official, nobody will come into office, Lord God, who will be hostile towards the nation of Israel, God. Lord, we pray for the members of our armed forces, oh God, and we pray that you would just keep them, Lord God, oh God, and that you, Lord God, would give them peace in their hearts, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our president, Lord God. We pray that he would realize his own personal need, oh God, for your protection and for your guidance, Lord God, that he would see his inadequacy, and that he would be dependent on you for wisdom and knowledge and courage to do what he knows is right. We pray, Lord, that he will reject all evil counsel, God. And we pray for all the cabinet members and the people who counsel him, that they would be filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, and that would give him sound and intelligent and righteous counsel. Lord God, I pray that there would be no one in the air of our president, God, who would bring corrupt, Lord God. But we pray for righteous people, God, to be in office and to be surrounding and all his cabinet members, oh God, to be upright people, Lord God, and that he would do nothing to violate his conscience. And that, Lord, we pray that you would come against all humanism and all the evil, God, that is against you, your laws and your decrees, God, that these men would act according to your will. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you would help him to rely on prayer and the word of God for his source of strength and courage and wisdom for making decisions, Lord. Heavenly Father, please restore dignity and honor and trustworthiness and righteousness to the office of the presidency of the United States of America, oh God, so that they would be an example to all people, God. Lord, please, God, and let him listen with his heart and soul to those you have appointed to know the truth concerning the land of Israel. Lord, that those who are in cabinet members would understand and know that you, O God, promised the land of Palestine to Israel, O God, and that you have set the boundaries and the border lines. Please help the President of the United States to understand these things, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we just pray for our nations and our school systems and our teachers and all the people who serve in public and office. God, we just pray that you would just continually guide them. And we just give this into your hands, Father. And we just give you all the praise, Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence. To him who has the power to establish, strengthen, and settle us and make us what we ought to be and to equip us with what we need to carry out his will while you work in us, Father, to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
when we were so scarred, so deep within.
And when we cried,
when we cried
after you,
Lord,
you did not turn away,
but you brought.
We're here today to sing gospel, and I would sing jazz because there's more money in jazz, but I don't sing it. But we're here, and we're going to sing for you. If you got a coin on your right foot, slip the shoe off your left foot and pat the heel of your other foot. We're here to have a good time. And you want to get out what you put in. You don't put nothing in, you're not going to get nothing out. Oh, yeah. And we like to get things moving here. Here's a song I want to sing from our latest CD on the House of Blues label, and I want you to know it's all right. Listen as we tell you, I'm going to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, I want to be ready.
I want to be ready. I want to be ready.
I'm going to
walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Let me tell you that I want to be ready.
I want to be ready.
I wanna be ready
to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, John says the city's just for square.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
And I won't be content till I get there.
I'll walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, John says the city's for square wine.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna meet King Jesus on the other side.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. To be ready,
I wanna
walk in Jerusalem just
let
like
me
John.
Tell you that I want to be ready.
Yeah, I wanna be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, my God told me just what to do.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
If you make one step out,
I'll walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, these are the words.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
If you make two steps out,
I'll walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, he spoke again and that voice did roar.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
If you make three steps out,
I'll walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Behold, behold, he's still alive.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
If you make four steps out,
he walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Let me tell you that I want to be ready, yeah.
I want
just like yours.
So yeah, man, I need So, yeah, man, I need something crazy. Like, it's summertime. I want something fly, something kind of fast, but, you know, still swaggy, you know, some luxury. But I want something that's going to drive people crazy. When I pull up, it's got to be crazy, man. Like, for real. So hopefully you got something for me, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, rappers come here all the time, and I don't take crack money, all right? But you, I see something different. You know, I see the light in the day, all right? So I got something for you, all right? I saw your Christian Credit Union score. I mean, man, it blew me out.
Hey, baby.
It blew me out. So I think I got something for you. We can deck it out real nice. May even come with a Bible.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Just a joke. I got something for you.
Yeah. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it off. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. I love my God, he keeps some bands on me. You may say I'm trippin', I'm your fan only. I love the time that we be spending low-key. And I know they rockin' with me with his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you're riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission to your plan, I go. And I can tell you ride with me. Oh, he protect me from every weapon. And every lesson is a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm reppin'. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Every time I think about your love, love, love. Finally got somebody I could trust, trust, trust. Why you keeping me, I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up, oh, yeah, because of you. I can't lose. And all that hating, they talking, it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. Protect me from every weapon. And every lesson, there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it off. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Brag on my. Brag on my. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it off. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my.
I'm gonna put on my robe. Show gonna.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. I'm going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello, it's Pastor Arkwright III.
Good morning, Pastor Arkwright. This is Francis Scott Key from Renter Center. I'm calling you about a delinquent bill with several flat-screen televisions that you all have in the church foyer over there at our new Missionary Baptist Church.
Really? Late payments on these, huh?
That's correct.
I have no idea why these payments would be late. The finance ministry should have taken care of this. I didn't know that we were... is this rental, you said?
Yes. I spoke with a Shirley Ann Ruth from your finance ministry team, and she was talking to me for a while, and now she's just ignoring my calls, and the payments are 4 months behind now.
The ones we put the song lyrics on during the service.
I don't know what you do with them. All I know is they're not paid for at the moment.
That can't be right, brother. I don't mean to dispute to you, but I'm just saying that it can't be right. We pay our bills on time here at this congregation. I don't know. Maybe you have the wrong number.
Well, the bottom line is we're going to have to come on back in there and go ahead and unhook the TVs and bring them back down. You know.
Now, wait a minute, sir. Wait, sir. Hold on 1 second. Now, we have had no trouble paying bills here at this congregation. I've been here for 27 years. No trouble ever. First call I can remember us ever having to get in donned on a bill. Now, I'm sure you want to check your records to make sure that you have the right congregation. I know that sister is over the finance ministry, and she's been very adamant about keeping her job correct over there. Are you sure you have the right congregation?
What the adamant? I don't even know that word. And we were told to call you. So like I said, we're going to bring the truck over there. We're going to unhook the televisions. We're going to take them down, and we're going to bring them back to our store.
Now, wait a minute, brother.
I'm not your brother.
I will go and make sure. There's no need to embarrass us like this, to bring your trucks here to the congregation to pick up these. I'm sure the situation can be rectified.
Yes, it can be rectified if you all were to pay your bill, but that hasn't happened. So as of today, the balance is due, so we need to come either pick up a check, a good check, not a bad one like the last one you gave us, or we'll just take
our
television.
Brother. Wait a minute, brother. Wait a minute, brother. Now, we don't write bad checks. I don't like your tone with that last comment.
Hold on there, brother. Pastor. Hold on. Sound like you're getting a little feisty with me. Just bring it down in Jesus' name if you can.
Listen. This is some kind of joke. Listen, we do not have delinquent, but nor do we bounce checks. We have never bounced a check, brother. So get your facts straight before you decide to make these accusations.
Pastor, we've had 3 bad checks from you all in the last 6 months. Now, I don't know if you need to step up your sermon game or what needs to happen, but this is ridiculous.
Now, wait a minute, sir. Let me step outside the cloth for a second, man to man. I don't appreciate it, and you need to change your tone about it. I think you have the wrong information, and I want to. I need some time to make sure we have our facts straight before we give you any money. Truth be known, sir, you are just inches away right now. I want you to know I am a minister, sir, but I'm also human. But I want you to know you didn't call the right one today. All right? I don't like your tone at all. You are coming real close to making me step out this road the right way, if you understand what I'm saying, brother.
I hear you.
If your trucks come over to this church and disturb my congregation, I guarantee you your employees will leave up out of here being blessed. Trust me on that, sir.
I tell you what, Pastor, we're not coming on down there to the congregation. How about you just come on to the radio station because your members wanted us to prank phone call you?
I don't know who this is or who you think you're playing with. I don't play games. You be
catch the wave on the inner line.
Surprise!
if I have breath, I'm gonna praise the Lord.
Let me touch your hand. He knows what to do. Hey,
If you sit down on it. Come on. Yeah, you okay. You all right. I know that Jesus. Officer, do you mind if I give one lady a flower? If I give one a rose? If I could just touch your hand today. Somebody that know that Jesus will fix it. Jesus. Okay, here you go. Oh, you got it? All right, you got it. She ain't gonna hurt nothing, officer. She cool. She's cool.
Yeah!
Let me, wait a minute. Don't take that groove away from me. Sing with me. Come on.
Thank you. Stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Just willing vessels. Can you say amen? Praise God. How many of you enjoyed yourself thus far? The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this place. Well, we're not going to hold you alone. Praise God. But somebody not got their praise on yet. Huh? How many of you know the presence of the Lord is in the house? How many of you know the presence of the Lord is in this place? How many of you know he's been moved? He's been moved. He's been moved in this place. Somebody need healing. Somebody need deliverance. Somebody need joy. It's in here. Somebody came out to be refreshed tonight. Somebody came out just to see why you're in here tonight. God's gonna breathe on you. He's gonna breathe on you. He's gonna breathe on you. He's gonna breathe on you. Say it. Say it. In this place. Come on. Somebody put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Lord, you should have brought him in with you. Is that right? But you know what? I'm going back to that 50-year-old thing. All over 50. I want you to help me usher the Holy Spirit in. You say, well, Ruby, why are you doing that? Well, the more the anointing, the easier it is to get the yokes destroyed. Is that all right? All of us 50. Liz, help me do this. Holy Spirit,
you are in this place.
You are.
You are in this place.
You are.
You are in this place.
You are.
You are in this place.
Now.
You are. Yes, you are.
You are.
You are.
Do is tell him the Spirit, say, sing, Robbie. Holy Spirit,
you are in the
Holy Spirit.
You are in
the Holy Spirit.
You are in
the Holy Spirit.
You are in
the Holy Spirit. I know you well.
You are in
the Holy Spirit. I know you well.
You are in
the Holy Spirit. I know you well.
You are
in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you
well.
You are in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you well.
You are in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you well.
You are, yes, you are.
on, come on, come on. Somebody can say that he's been better to me than I can ever be to myself. That good, that good, that good. And you know what? I was just sitting there thinking, in this year alone, so many people have lost their faith. And they said, how can you say God's been good to me? I mean, and I thought about saying, he's a keeper. He's a way maker. He's a provider. Even in a pandemic. But the Bible also says that it's impossible to please God without faith. Anybody got a faith on tonight? Come on, he's been good. He's been just that good. Come on, come on, come on. He never left you nor forsaken you. Listen, in all the...
The man on the left, their hunger dying still.
He made it all right. the mailman
changed my life.
He changed my life.
God sent down his son.
God sent down his son.
He paid the price.
He paid the price.
The man, yeah.
The man in the middle.
Oh, he made it.
He made it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's my good friend from Lake City, South Carolina, Doc McKenzie, and the Gospel Highlights, and that's the man in the middle. And you know who the man in the middle is, right? He's talking about Jesus Christ. When he was hanging on the cross, and he had two others on the other side of him. How many know that's right, huh? That's my good friend Doc McKenzie, and those of you going back down memory lane, remember that one? Well, the Lord allowed me to be one of the very first to cut Doc McKenzie's first gospel video, and that particular video right there was one of his very first gospel videos, The Man in the Middle. So I thank God for Doc seeing me as who I am and trusting me to cut his video for him, and I had several others of my crew members to help me shoot that video, and that was done in South Carolina. Going back down memory lane, Doc, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of the McKenzie Gospel Group. All right, well, look, we're going to get back with more music. We'll be right back right after this.
To be for our God, that's why we're full of confidence.
For the very best in gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music, join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I've found healer.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic in the HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave. Catch the wave on the NFI.
All right, brothers and sisters. All right, all right, all right. What a wonderful Wednesday it is. And it's August the 16th. August the 16th, 2023. And you are catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure, and I pray that you've enjoyed the music thus far on today, but it's not over yet. Coming up the top of the hour, we are right at about 11 minutes before 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful Wednesday, August the 16th, 2023. Coming up at 2 o'clock, for those of you who love that good contemporary Christian music, well, we've got 3 hours of that coming forth, and hosting that it will be Monique Patterson. She'll be coming forth playing some of the very finest in contemporary Christian music for those of you love contemporary Christian music. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, too anointed to be blessed, too blessed to be stressed, and too equipped to be whipped. Can I say that again? Too anointed to be disappointed, too blessed to be stressed, too equipped to be whipped with the word of God. And we got to carry that every day, right, brothers and sisters? All right. All right. Look, there's a lot going on around the world. People are, you know, they are so grateful to get back out after the pandemic. And then when they get out, my question is, they are out. But what did they do while they were in? And it seemed like there was a raging lion, and he was seeking whom he may devour. So while they were shut in, something happened to a lot of them, and there's a lot of mental health issues going on around the world. And, you know, if you're not strong enough, you don't have the faith with that took place for 2 years, it can affect you mentally. So those of you look, pray for our young people as well as those that are dealing with these mental health issues. Pray for them, because I thank God that you know, even before that came, the relationship that I am able to go to pray and go to the Lord in prayer, and guess what? Then the results take place and it manifests. There's a difference in praying and you don't see the prayers come through with a breakthrough, manifest, huh? You know, and you can pray, but do you know how to get a prayer through? Are you a prayer warrior? Do you understand what prayer is all about? And if you're praying and you don't have a relationship to pray to Jesus Christ where he can take it to the Father, then you need to get in line or get in that place where you have that relationship with Jesus. Then when you talk to him, you know that you're talking to the Lord, and you ain't talking to the enemy, because he's trickery today. You know, they are coming in sheep clothing. You know, you are watching in this day and time and seeing perilous time facing you in this day society all around the world, from the church to the White House, from the White House to the home, from the homes to the schools. And guess what? There's nowhere else to go but to go to Jesus, go to God in prayer. And some of you, I don't know if you have children today, I will advise you, if you have children in your home, teach them how to pray, because the prayers will come through if you pray. Now, if you are not praying, you need to begin to start praying with all that's going on around the world. No respect for nothing. No respect for the police force. No respect for the parents. No respect at all. The children on the school bus. No respect for the school drivers. No respect even for legislation. No respect for Congress. No respect for the president. And what makes it so bad? No respect for the preachers. No respect for the preachers anymore. And then on top of that, that takes it off the roof. No respect for Jesus Christ. No respect for Jesus. And when you start talking about Jesus and you open up the Bible and then you go and start reading from Genesis to Revelation, and then when you quote what the Word of God says, then you got people turn their nose up. Then, not even that, then they want to put words in that's not in the Word of God. There is a lot of confusion that's going on, and the devil is doing his job. He is causing them to believe a lie than the truth, a lie than the truth. I say it again, a lie than the truth. If you want to be free, then you need to cut that lie, what you've been believing, and believe what Jesus is saying to you today. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I say again, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure. Look, I'm going to be getting out of this seat coming up. Monique Patterson at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock p.m. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning for the traveling preacher from 8 to 11 a.m. playing some of the very best, the old, the new, all just for you. I'm getting out of here. God bless you. Thank you for catching the wave.
That's why I don't mind standing here and saying these words. I know it was a blessing. I know it was a blessing. I know it was a blessing that saved me. One day. I know it was a plan to save me. One day when I was lost, he died up on the cross. I know it was a plan to save me. But wait a minute. The blood came streaming down. The blood.
Forget, he got all over me.
Save me.
multitudes a hand, please.
Save me.
Give them a big hand.
Save me.
You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.